TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
And now I have started recording.
Welcome.
Your voice got like 10 times sexier when you said that.
from your normal voice. However, it's still at a deficit in terms of the sexy line graph.
Yes, this is a negative.
What about my voice?
Your voice did 10 times something. I'm not sure what that was.
All right. Oh my.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this. I mean, I probably had the most interesting week of the three of us, right?
I mean, Noah drove cross country.
That was a joke I was making.
Oh.
Wow. Yep. So,
it was very subtle.
Yeah. Oh, why did you want to be on TanCast?
Yeah, we can ask you.
I don't know.
Is it because you want to be famous? Is that anything to do with it or no?
No.
Well, you're barking up the wrong podcast.
And he had a rapier? Is that what you said?
They can't like put that in a kid's game. Come on.
What is that? What's rapier?
They can put a rapier in, they just can't put in a rapist.
You're a rapist.
Nice work, Andy. Nice work. And when you hear this sound,
on the road again, going places that I've never been.
That means we put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
It's a poop show. That is true.
good language, Andy. Good language.
Thank you.
Everything's a poop show.
And you just named the episode, little guy. I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
So, Owen, I don't know if you know this. Sorry. Go ahead. So, let me out.
Oh, me? Stepping right over my line.
No.
The poop show continues. I'm Andy, the TanCast.
I'm Noah, the TanCast. So what is funny is Owen wanted to come up, has been coming up with many, many different names that we should call TanCast. And now you just named an episode. You didn't name the podcast, but this episode that is going to be named what you just said. So, you know, you had some input.
And say what your name is. Tell us who you are.
Owen.
Nice job. And I'm Max, the M. That's not in TanCast.
It's Motan.
So I made it to Wisconsin, and Owen knows about the podcast and wanted to be on it.
And now he is.
Is that true?
Say hi to our five listeners.
So later, people are going to listen to this, and they're going to hear your voice.
They
you
are.
Say anything to
people
them?
All over the world, especially New Zealand. We're huge in New Zealand.
Do you want to say any special words to them?
Also, they came up with a new name for it forever.
Do it. What is the new name?
Yeah, what is the new name?
TandemCast.
It's TandemCast.
Oh, yeah. And why did you come up with that name?
Or TandoCast, because that has my first letter of my name in it.
Oh, no, that works.
What were we doing when you came up with the name TandemCast? Do you remember?
On a tandem bike.
Yeah.
he told us, you know, as you both have kids, they will often go on a rift on something. And yeah, he said a lot. And tandem was my favorite because we were riding a tandem bike at the time.
You should put a picture up of us riding that bike, maybe. Or maybe.
Oh yeah, I can send that to you guys.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's already on the Facebooks.
On the road again, going places that I've never been.
Yeah, it is on the Facebook. So yeah, you could just grab it.
I forgot that literally all of your listeners are also your Facebook.
Yes. I mean, it's kind of true.
Oh, I just meant I would grab it from there or post it to Facebook.
Okay. But not me, Max. Not me. I am not our Facebook friend.
Okay, fair enough.
Or maybe you could take a picture of the creeper next to the computer ready to explode it.
Oh, yes. So, we have a Minecraft character, stuffed Minecraft character, sitting next to the microphone. I guess.
Owen, you a big Minecraft fan?
Yeah.
You like to play Minecraft?
Yeah.
So do my sons.
My son is playing Minecraft right now.
There's a good chance my sons are both playing Minecraft right now.
We also played some Fortnite together. We played a Lego game where you can just run around
and shoot each other with mega bazookas.
Yes, we can. You can mega blow up the bazookas. World. You built a tower that went all the way into the sky.
Yeah, and I got to just stay on a cloud.
You did.
Oh. Did God make everyone speak different languages to punish you for your hubris?
Do you remember that happening, Lynn? he's shaking his head.
Just checking.
The game is paused though. That could be what's waiting for us when we get back.
Right, when we get back, right. I could be like waiting. You're like, I was waiting for you guys.
I mean, if Noah suddenly starts speaking Cantonese, we'll know why. It was Owen's hubris.
Speaking of Noah, I'm going to need you to come back to California. Apparently, you were the only thing keeping our temperatures decent.
I heard that it's gotten really hot there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 100 degrees hot in San Francisco.
Holy shit.
It was 104 here yesterday.
Nice.
And
oh, wow.
Then we drove to Sunnyvale to do something, and it was 108. I was like, no.
Guys, you want to know something really weird? As Noah began his trek eastward, the temperatures here came down. like not even lying. Like, it's been closer to pleasant. I mean, it's still... Like,
it's been...
Yeah.
Closer to pleasant.
I couldn't say which part of your anatomy still gets sticky, but your anatomy still gets sticky.
I mean, you know, I think Owen knows about balls, right?
Wow.
Yes, basketballs. If you leave your toys outside, they get sticky because it's so sticky outside.
We were actually playing with balls earlier yesterday.
All right.
We're throwing at each other, hitting each other in the face with them.
Does that mean there's honey on the floor there?
Yeah, we'll say honey. Lots of honey.
No, it's just, it's very wet here all the time.
Yeah, so Andy lives in Atlanta, which is, how far is that away from here?
I don't know, about 1,000 miles, I think.
1,000 miles, so yeah. So Andy is closer to us now than Tim is, who lives in Redwood City, where I live. Well, I don't live in Redwood City, but I live in that area.
In California.
That I'm wearing headphones with a hoodie on right now.
He is wearing headphones with a hoodie on right now.
You're very
At some
stylish.
Point, the, I don't know, maybe, with, he wants... He wants to see you guys too.
With headphones on, inside the hood of it.
Are you about to drop some dope rhymes? Is that why?
Yeah. Can I get a link to your SoundCloud?
Do
you have some dope rhymes you could drop?
You do know what rhymes are, at least. So
can you drop a few bars?
Of chocolate.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Here we go.
I could, if there's a screen and we could see each other, I could just drop a chocolate bar onto a computer and you could eat it.
That could be a thing I could do.
I mean, not all raps have to rhyme. We could count that as a rap.
And then he'd drop the rapper right after that.
That's a hardcore gangster. He's dropping other rappers.
You could just make a portal on the computer so we could do that.
Oh, a portal to them so they can get the chocolate too?
Yeah, and then they could like stick their hand in the computer and pop out outside of the computer here.
Okay.
Andy, you're the smart one. Get to work on that.
Okay. Well, I'll try it. It's going to need to be a large portal to fit me.
A black hole, if you will.
Yep.
It won't for me.
No. Is this because you're tiny?
Yes, he's a 5-year-old, so he's not too terribly large.
He's tiny and wireless.
No, I'm big.
Wireless. Oh.
They still sell those X10, remember those ads that were just like everywhere for a while?
Am I a robot? Do I got wires inside me?
No.
Am I a robot? Do I have wires inside me?
I don't know. Have you ever seen? I don't proof you're not a robot.
I don't know. Let's try. Bleep, blorp, bloop. What'd I just say?
Bleep, blorp, bloop.
Okay, he doesn't speak robot. It's fine.
He doesn't speak robot. All right, it's cool, guys. Okay. He could be tricking you, though.
Oh, that's what robots do.
I am a robot.
Oh, wait a second. You just revealed yourself.
Show him a picture and ask him to click on all the cars in the picture.
Yes. Max, does he ever ask you if you're Sarah Connor?
Not as such.
Did you ever say, come with me if you want to live?
I do. Yeah. I do.
Oh, no.
So, how was everyone's week?
Tim can't play.
How the was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your mother? Week.
I mean, I probably had the most interesting week of the three of us, right?
I mean, Noah drove cross country.
That was a joke I was making.
Oh.
Yep.
I missed that one.
It was very subtle.
Yep. I rent a car. I rent it the day before I leave for the trip. I rent it before I leave for the trip. And I park in front of Roberto's car, my roommate. I come back out the next day to leave. There's a ticket. I'm like, why is there a ticket? Apparently, there's street sweeping, which I bet Roberto moved his car because he knows these things. And I've owned a car for years. And I was like, oh, that's a great way to start my trip.
Oh, man.
I start driving. I'm still in California. There's a cop behind me. And I don't know if it's just like everything's gone on in the world. Like, I have not been nervous about the cops generally, but I am all of a sudden nervous about cops. Like, I'm like, yeah, I don't want to deal with you. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. But it was fine. He just like was like, hey, you're following the other guy too close. I was like, all right. And then he checked the VIN number, my car. And then this other guy pulls up, the other cop. He's like, oh, yeah, we were just out checking for, traffickers and gun runners out here. But I couldn't understand. Like, I'm like, are you implying that I may be one? Like, it's like we need to make sure you're legit. I don't know. So that's the start of my trip. The rest of my trip was like, I remember about a couple hours into my trip, I was like, I can't believe I'm going to drive for 3 fucking days.
Wow.
I'm like, that is a long way to go.
Everyone who hears this is a party pooper.
You should put that on the soundboard. That's a useful one.
Everyone who hears this is a party pooper.
Yeah, it's very useful.
Okay, so, Tim has the ability to take little snippets of audio and put them on this little board. He can hit a button and he can play your voice if he wanted to. He could be like, everyone here listens, this is a party pooper.
The problem is I would have to save his voice and then put just to isolate that, and I would have to stop this whole recording to do that.
Ah. Yeah, I know.
But I can play Jeff Goldblum laughing.
I just played that for Max for the first time. Wait, how does he laugh? How does he laugh, Owen?
I know a pretty funny story, okay?
It was pretty uneventful for the most part. Like, I mean, there's weird little things I saw along the way. Saw a lot of roadkill. At one point, I was on the freeway, and then there's another cop behind me. I was like, not again. But he was racing up the freeway to meet somebody else. But yeah, I saw a deer almost get hit by a car. He was like, I saw him waiting by the side of the freeway, and then I was pulling off into a rep stop, and I looked in the rearview mirror, and he starts to go out into the street, the freeway or the highway, and goes back because those cars come. I'm like, no, deer, just stay on your side. I mostly just drove straight through. Like, there wasn't a lot of sightseeing. I just wanted to get here, and I slept in my car, and yeah. You out, Owen?
No.
No?
I'm just getting this off and around my head.
Okay. And then I got here on Saturday evening, and it was nice to stop driving for 10, 12 hours a day.
Yeah, that's crazy. Noah allowed me to track him across his trip by sharing his location with me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so I kind of went a little overboard. I would spy on him every 30 to 60 minutes, see what he's up to.
I was sitting here at McDonald's. He's like, oh, McDonald's for lunch again?
I did get this kind of strangely sick pleasure from just being oh, I'm going to comment on what he's eating. I'm going to comment on, what I saw when he was at McDonald's, I think, but there was another fast food right in the same parking lot. And I was like, aren't you going to try out Aruba's or whatever the other thing was?
And he's like, it was some German sandwich place. Yeah. And I mean, it's mildly unnerving, like someone knowing what you're doing. Like, I'm like, you know, people make that argument of like, if you're not doing anything bad, I'm like, yeah, if you're not doing anything bad, it's like, I just want you to make $1 a piece. Yeah, $100 three times a day. What's it to you?
Yeah, that's bull. Yeah, the constant observation is unnerving. It's unnatural, and the whole, well, if you don't have anything to hide, yeah, no.
So to be clear, I'm not one of those if you don't have anything to hide people. But the lesson learned is do not share your location with Max.
Yeah, because yeah. He spy on you. I opted in, and I know how Max is, so it was not unexpected.
I mean, let me put it this way. Anybody who says, well, if you don't have anything to hide, then why do you care? Share your location with me.
But yeah, and so until he was waiting when I got here. Like, he just waited outside his house.
Well, I was not just being a good host. It was dark out. There's no streetlights. Yeah. You know, maybe you wouldn't be able to see our address.
Oh, because based on your Facebook, wait. I thought you contacted him on Facebook to let him know you were there.
No, that was just being stupid.
Oh, okay, I was like, this is an inefficient way to communicate.
That's why I did it, because I thought it was funny. I'm like, why would you set someone's house on Facebook and be like, come outside, I'm here.
I'm sure people do that, though, right?
I'm sure.
Yeah, probably. So Max has said that he was waiting outside for you in the dark where there's no lights for your
arrival. I mean, we had our house light on, but yeah, this neighborhood we live in is kind of weird. It has no street lights.
No sidewalks.
No sidewalks.
Okay.
It's like one of those neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Where they want to keep the black people out.
Oh.
Do you have like any black people here?
Very, very few.
What about your neighbors that I met? What are they?
Which ones?
The one in the cul-de-sac.
Oh, they're Persian.
Persian.
From Iran. And there is a gay couple over here that has two adopted black sons.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's a very
warm. Strokes?
I think so.
To save the world? They live in a big mansion? The butler? No. I don't know if this is any indication, but I do see a lot of Biden signs here.
Yes, for how rich this area is, there is a heartening amount of Biden signs, I would say.
Yeah, also.
Yeah, we were drinking. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Owen.
You shouldn't have told Noah you were spying on every 60 minutes or 30. Mm-hmm. He's now going, now I let you on this again and kick you out of the house.
Yes, it's probably for the best. That way I'll learn my lesson.
Escape in the car, escape.
So we have a theory that because Owen watches YouTube videos, I think like something about this isn't kind of enticing to him.
Because he watches, yeah, like he watches the same YouTube broadcasters like all the time. Why did you want to be on Tancast?
Yeah, we can ask you.
I don't know.
Is it because you want to be famous? Is that anything to do with it or no?
No.
Oh, you're barking up the wrong podcast.
You know what? They don't believe me, but we are huge in New Zealand.
Yeah. We don't believe him because that is patently false.
But yeah, I was on the you know 12 guest podcast a month ago or something.
Yeah,
and I told Owen about that experience, and he was kind of seemingly intrigued for the fact that it's, you know, like he didn't even know what a podcast was, and he made me play some of that podcast for him in the car the other day, and then he started telling me like all these suggestions of things to say next time I'm on, and then he wanted to be on, and then Noah was coming to our house, and I was like, oh my god, this could happen. No, Owen, you could be famous.
Owen at some point wants us to record in his room. We're recording in Max's office, but Owen wants us to record in his room at some point.
Yeah, because right.
Then we can see his toys.
Because there's going to be lots of cats running around.
You only have one cat. Who is very skittish. And apparently has a broken tail.
You are skittish.
I mean, sometimes.
Burn. Take that.
Only when
you
the cops
served,
are following him.
Noah.
Here, Owen. Drop this.
Drop it on you.
So, Owen, I have bad news, buddy. By being on this podcast, you're actually less famous than you were before you were on it.
And you may not be able to run for president if you're this one.
I would definitely be famous and be rolling in money because I laugh a lot.
All right.
I mean, I wish that was a thing.
I know. It's going to be amazing.
Maybe this is going to be our best episode ever.
We would be loaded.
Yay! we can have an emerald made computer with no screen.
Wait, no screen?
That can still work like this.
Okay.
We are on the
I don't understand your logic, but what was that?
We're on the non sequitur today, big time.
I mean, that's true.
Maybe this will be your best video.
Maybe.
I mean, this could be our best episode. I don't know. If you ever Nebraska ain't got stuff going on. Ain't got anything going on. Like, it is a boring place to drive through.
Hang on, let me hide my shock.
It was like a lot of nothing. A lot of just like, I'm on the freeway. Oh, I got more hours to go. Probably the hardest part was when I was like 5 hours away from Max's, because it was like, I'm so close, but there's still 5 hours left.
It's like 5 hours is still from here to LA.
Owen has left.
He's taking a potty break.
Oh, he's taking a potty break. He'll be back.
So I don't know if I talked a lot about it, but the trip from New York back to Atlanta, which we thought we were going to get that all done in one day. And then because of car troubles delaying our start in the morning by like 4 hours, we finally gave up somewhere around the border between Virginia and Tennessee. Or I guess, do they share a border? Somewhere right around there.
How far is that drive normally, or how long is that drive normally?
I think it was supposed to be like 12 hours of driving, so we figured it was probably going to be about like 14 to 16 hours when you factor in like stops for gas and bathroom and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we were expecting that it was going to be like, you know, leave at 10 in the morning and get back at like get in at like, you know, 1 or 2 a.m. maybe. Like somewhere between midnight and 2 is where we figured we would probably be getting in. And it was somewhere around 1 o'clock in the morning, I think, that we were just like, okay, neither Caitlin nor I can fully keep our eyes open. So like, we need to stop at the very next place where we can get a hotel.
Yeah.
And we thought, oh, but we're so close to home. We're so close to home. And then we got in the car all, you know, refreshed, and we had a nice breakfast and everything the next morning, get ready to drive home, pull up the GPS and realize there were still 4 more hours. We're like, oh, we weren't as close as we thought.
Yeah, no, I feel so bad now.
We could have done this last night and we would have died.
I mildly debated like on the second day. I'm like, oh, could I go straight through? I'm like, nah, that's not wise. No. I was talking to a friend and like, I was texting a friend and she was like, she didn't really know about the trip. She's like, oh, you're at your hotel? I'm like, no, I'm at a rest stop in my car. And she's like, I don't feel comfortable with this, but all right. And then I'm like, it seems fine. There's lots of people around. And then she sends me this link with like articles about all these people who've been murdered at rest stops. I'm like, oh, thank you. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I didn't say it didn't happen.
Yeah, Danelle was like, Bill Cosby's son was murdered at a rest stop. I was like, oh, well, I'm not going to tell Noah about that.
Can somebody please like run the statistics so we know if it's like, sure, people are murdered doing anything, but like, let's get some numbers on if this is more dangerous than.
I mean, also, I imagine on some level, it's like the rest stop you go to, right? Like, if you go to a rest stop, there's like no one else around, but there was like tons of trucks, there's all these other cars. Like, sure, it could have happened, but I feel like someone who's going to do that, like, maybe they don't want an audience. I mean, maybe they do. I don't know. But I made it. I was lost my house keys.
Oh dear.
So the car keys for the car I rented, they have like this little loop thing that kind of clips closed, but it's not like sealed. Like it can pop open. So I put it in my pocket, I go to sleep, I wake up, and like I get up, like I'm, you know, going to the bathroom and I hear something hit the mat of the floor. I'm looking around, I'm like, I don't know what that was. That was weird. Go out, go to the bathroom, go back to my car, start the car up, and I'm like, oh, why are my keys not dangling? My house keys dangling from the car keys. And I look on the floor, and the little loop that was closing them on, it was like laying on the floor. I'm like, oh, that's why. And I'm set looking for keys, don't see them. I'm like, I'm like, so I go back inside to the gas station. I'm like, did anyone like turn in like a keys with some red on them? The guy's like, open up some drawers, and he's looking, he's like, no. And he pulls this thing out, and like, that's it. And he's like, oh. So I have one of those, I don't know what they're called. It's basically folds your keys in. So it kind of looks like a knife or something. So they're not dangling. They're kind of folded into this little, between two plates.
Mm-hmm. It's as if a Swiss Army knife, but every tool is actually just a key.
It's just like Swiss Army knife, but with keys. And he's like, "Oh, I thought this was a knife." So I got my keys back. I kept waiting, you know, because I got the ticket. I kept waiting for something bad to happen. Like, I'm like, "Is this something bad going to happen?" Like, "Oh, I lost my keys." Like, "Oh, that's crappy. I found my keys. All right, that's good."
Now that you've just retold that story, I just realized that he basically showed you an item that he didn't even know it was, and you're like, "That's mine." And he's like, "Yes, this is yours." Right? Like, you could have been like, "Oh, I also lost a cell phone. Do you have that?" And he could just pull it out, and you could be like, "Yep, that's that one."
Yeah, I mean, I did say it's red, and then I'm like, "Yeah, see, it's red." He's like, "Oh, I didn't even know it's red." So, I mean, you know.
Okay.
I mean, I guess.
There was some.
I mean, I guess what the chances are of, like, someone walking into a place like, "Hey, did someone turn my keys?" And especially you show them a pair of keys, and then you're like, "That's it." And, like, what if, like, even if, like, they were my keys, like, what am I going to do with these random keys in a gas station? Like, I'll go find a house somewhere.
All right. Yeah.
But yes, I know what you're saying. I'm like, he didn't, like, verify. I mean,
in this day
color.
And age, I'm sure there's a way to track the house from the key.
Do you want to say something?
Well, also, that was game two. I had to take off my hoodie into my pumpkin shirt.
Mm. You do have a pumpkin shirt on. It's a very nice one, too. Is it pumpkin spice?
No. Actually, it is. It secretly is, if you touch it, it'll turn into it.
Wait, what? I'm touching it. Nothing's happening. Nothing's happening.
You can only if you touch it when I'm outside with it like this, it'll happen.
Okay, well, we have to go outside after this.
If you guys go outside right now, I can be inside and I can look out and be like, "What's outside Max's window?"
That is true. Right now, cheating. Not a whole lot. I just see the roof of the house next door. And a basketball hoop. Oh, Tim, if you get here, you can do skills.
Oh. You could just... Well, hang on. I'll be there in like 3 days.
Sweet. It'll be a party. We can share the bed.
Yeah.
I was telling Max, like, I mean, he's one of the few people that I know, like, I could, like, come to this place and spend a couple weeks with, and we would be okay. Like, we spent, like, 2 weeks in a car together and didn't kill each other.
Yeah. We will most likely not murder each other.
I mean, there's no guarantees.
Oh,
I like,
that's true friendship.
I like the just to be safe, most likely.
Well, you know. Nothing's 100% in this world.
Everything's 100%.
Oh.
Even if you do a backflip into a pool even if the pool is 1 foot high.
I stand corrected. Everything is 100%. Especially doing backflips into swimming pools.
100%.
100%.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. So... He's doing a callback for something you guys were not there for, but I was watching him play his Lego game, and he had a rapier. Is that what you said?
They can't put that in a kid's game. Come on.
What is that? Yeah, a rapier.
And they can put a rapier in, they just can't put in a rapist.
You're a rapist.
Nice work, Andy. Nice work. Words.
No, that was me.
Where it was you?
Right behind your chair. If you even sing in a chair.
I don't know if this would be hilarious or just a crap show. Is if, like, you guys brought on your kids for an episode, and we just had, like, a kids cast.
I think the answer to both those questions is yes.
Yes.
Drew has been advocating for Tancast Jr. for a long time.
I mean, this is the start. It's a next generation. Oh, that would be so hilarious if, like, somehow, like, maybe I had a kid and, like, we just passed it on to our kids. Like, you continue it. This is your legacy.
I mean, we've been discussing that. We're like, at some point, Noah's just going to have to adopt one of Tim's, I think.
I don't want your legacy, Dad.
I think, yeah, this would make a good deathbed scene. You know, you're like in the hospital, like laying there, just, "Son, I've got this thing I've been doing for years. I'm ready to pass down."
"I've never told you about it." "Wait, when you left every Sunday, I thought you were just cheating on Mom." "No, it was a dang kiss."
"This is much worse."
Much worse. Sorry, it being much worse is so much better.
I hope that never happens.
Yes, we do too.
But it's funny to joke about.
Yep. Hot takes by Owen.
No.
Oh, man, I think I have some of these jingles, but they're not queued up.
No, why do you have the...
What?
Why do you have like little things that like make a like little kind of hole thing that goes into your skin on your cheek?
I don't know what you're talking like.
It's still
your
there.
Your skin like isn't perfectly smooth.
Oh yeah. So when I was younger, I have like acne, and so it leaves like it makes your skin like this when I as I got older.
Yes. So an appropriate response. Mm-hmm.
John, that's a good response.
What's a good response? Some whistling?
I knew you were about to whistle, Noah. Yeah, you did it! Get out of Tancast, now it's Owencast.
I passed
it's
by.
It's time for the next generation. I finally made a jingle work.
Get out of here, Grandpa. Yes. It's Owencast now.
No jingles allowed.
Oh. What would your podcast be even about, Owen?
Oh no. That picture.
Oh, just that picture every episode? So there's a very long picture above Max's desk that looks like a sea. It's almost like someone did a panoramic of Chinatown?
Yeah.
So it's just people in the street, there's cars, there's two schoolgirls pointing at something?
And so it's...
Oh, there's like germs or something in the sky?
Yeah. So this is this couple that are like, they paint and illustrate named Cozy and Dan. And I don't know if I think they're like minorly famous or they were or something. And they do a lot of like... relatively realistic,
no, they
right?
Do
like
lots of
the
fun.
Scene is very realistic, but then they add in one like very surreal element, which in this case are like sort of giant
and
germs
these,
floating in the air that,
and
that
these
all the
random
people
chicken
in the scene
things
are reacting
around
to
in the bottom corner.
Yeah, there's also like Peking ducks that are like cooked, you know, ready to eat Peking ducks, but they're walking around, and everybody's freaking out because you know these giant germs are floating through the sky in this like Chinatown scene.
Oh yeah, that's what they're doing,
right?
No, they are doing. Big butts.
Okay.
And you cannot lie.
Do you like big butts?
No.
Oh, okay. What kind of butts do you like?
Give it time.
Chocolate tasting butts.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they may taste like chocolate sometimes.
I got this in at San Diego Comic Con in 2003, and it's 82 out of 600 copies.
Well, it also looks like chocolate and is tasting like chocolate, but or it could be poop.
Yeah,
that is true.
Hey, well, if it's anywhere near a butt, assume it's poop.
We were sitting on the couch and Owen just leans over and sniffs me and goes, "You smell like chocolate."
That's nice.
Working on his moves.
that really gets him. We just lean over like, "You smell like chocolate."
That what if somebody made a chocolate looking cake, but then it was actually a poop cake and you ate it?
I would be
you
very happy.
it would be very healthy for you.
I don't think it would be.
I'm going to have to correct this misinformation real quick. No, it would not be very healthy for you. You don't want to eat poop ever. And
yes,
it
you
will
do.
Make you very sick. Oh, nope. Going to have to stick by this firmly.
It's
not a conversation I thought I was going to have with more than one kid, but no, you should not.
Yes.
Well, Max, that is your problem.
Yes. Your kid eats a poop cake, yo, that's all you. You got to deal with that shit.
Literally.
Yeah.
Right, this is the end of the podcast because it has poop in it.
I mean, I think we decide when the end is.
No, I do because I have a creeper.
Hey, you're a guest on this podcast. You have to be respectful.
Yeah. So what have we really done? But oh, the first time we felt like I had a pretty busy day.
Well, yeah, we hung out when you got here, even though you got here like at 8.
Oh, the day after we went and got biscuits.
Oh yeah, that was good. There was a pop up that was they're not always there, but they were there. They made really good biscuits. I'm not a big fan of biscuits, but I definitely respect those biscuits.
We drove around the lake. What parts of the lake?
We drove along the shoreline. And what else did we do?
Oh, there you go, Owen.
What?
There's your poop cake.
That does look like a poop cake.
That looks disgusting.
Yeah.
Thanks, Andy.
Got like
who made that? Chunks.
You're welcome.
Who made that?
I don't know. Andy probably just found it on the internet.
Yes, he did. Internet is full of poop cakes, by the way.
That does not surprise me.
Poop cake internet.
Do I even want to do this? Let's take a look.
You know, you definitely don't. Oh dear. No. It didn't go as bad. Thank God for the poop emoji.
I would actually eat the poop emoji one. I would not eat the one that you said, Andy, but I would eat the poop emoji one.
Send him this one.
That's because that one's smiley.
I mean, yeah, you're just like, oh, you're so adorable.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Owen wants me to send you this one.
All right, so we're just taking a break to look at poop?
We are.
I mean, no,
Tim, we're taking a break to look at delicious cakes.
Please stand by.
Let me poop. Can't hold it in anymore. Let me poop. Let me poop. I should have closed the door. Who put this song on? Whoever did Get Out of Tancast.
Without me, there is no Tancast.
This is true.
Yeah. If Tim didn't edit these episodes, they would not happen. Just ask Andy.
Yep.
I got a crap on deck that could choke a donkey.
Oh my god.
Send him that one.
I don't want to look at it anymore.
You have to send him that one.
It's all green and looks diarrhea-y and like.
You have to send him that one.
Nope, I'm done.
And then just to cap off what we did with our yesterday, we went to the liquor store and bought a huge amount of liquor. And then
hey!
Yes.
Owen, how much did you have?
Give me the liquor.
Owen, how much did you have?
I had 30 hard bars, which is all the bars you had. I drink all.
Oh my gosh. Wonder.
Yeah, he was a mess.
If you want, I can just isolate that audio, give me the liquor, and just send it to you as a separate file that you can play whenever you want.
Just go ahead and send it straight to Child Protective Services.
Send,
it sounds like we're going to need to get them involved.
Send a picture of liquor bottles to me.
Jesus.
Because I'll drink them out of the computer.
What is liquor?
Compute. The compute. I'll drink them out of the compute.
What is liquor? Do you know?
Beer.
Yeah, that's true.
And what we're gonna do? Here's what we're gonna do. Owen, we're gonna get some brewskis.
And put them on top of the beer, and I drink them.
For the longest time, my kids were like, "Well, Noah likes beer." Some reason, like that was Noah's defining characteristic that he liked beer.
Mm. I mean, did you tell the brewski story, or they just made
I think you were over once and had one, and then that became your defining thing.
Wow.
His kids also thought I was Tim's dad at one point. I was telling Max, like, your kids are often like Owen. I mean, Owen's actually been pretty – he warmed up pretty quickly, but, like, sometimes I'll get here or I'll see him, and he'll just be very, like, shy. And I'm like, yeah, Tim's kids, I've been that way since I've known them, except for like the last time I came over and like James started kissing me on the cheek. I was like, all right, this is a new thing.
He has gotten over his shyness.
I mean, but it'd be so funny because like they'd be like, oh yeah, they're excited to see you. And they would interact with me, but it wasn't like, I'm like, all right, I expected more.
Yeah. Or maybe. They had mouth sickness, so that's why you have little bumps on your cheek.
Wow.
We need to work on calming down people's tact.
Some tact.
This is a secret. Don't tell anybody. No,
what you're talking,
thing
you're talking
is
to literally
beer.
Tens of people right now. Tens of people.
Oh, no.
Do you have a joke you want to tell?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell your joke.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial 10 Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Now it's time for 10 Laughs. We have got some jokes and they've got to be read. Now it's time for 10 Laughs. And it's so stuck in your head.
Noah's favorite thing is beer. Nothing else.
Okay.
I mean, at least it was like, you know, callback,
right? Yeah, it was topical.
Creeper beer that will make you explode into pieces.
I'm
not gonna lie, that's not the best advertisement for beer, a substance I don't really like already.
You drink this beer, you'll explode.
I want to keep my explosions to the bare minimum.
If
I want to explode, I'll eat Taco Bell the way God intended.
I had some Taco Bell on the ship. It was delicious, Tim.
You could remake tacos with creepers inside too. You'll explode if you eat a taco or throw one.
Oh, tacos don't need any help to help you explode from Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm. I also went to a place called Taco John's. You ever been there, Andy?
I don't think so.
Okay. I don't know how far it goes. And also, I always wonder, like, are these spots, like, just another spot owned by, you know, another company? You know, like,
oh yeah,
Carl Jr. is
it's Hardee's out here.
Yeah. Yep. Although none of them looked the same. None of them had like the same local. There was like Taco Doorbell, like
Taco Butt Bell,
Taco Gong,
and Taco Gong,
Taco Creeper. Did y'all know this?
What?
Do you know this?
What is what?
There is a real dog that has the cutest tiny dog named Taco.
Oh, that is a cute name.
That you can eat.
Oh, what?
No.
Oh, we also rode a tandem bike.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, which we have the picture of, but
which
like,
is where
it is
I
like,
got-
so. The way the tandem bike was set up is like there's handlebars that are connected to the seat, the front. So there's like the steering, the front seat, and then there's the seat behind it. And there's handlebars attached to the front seat that the person behind holds onto, but it was loose. So every time Max was in the front, he would start, and I would just start wiggling, and it would make his butt shift. I'm like, yeah, this is so hard. And if he stopped pedaling, I had to stop pedaling because the bike wasn't like freewheeling. It's a little challenging and a little unnerving to be on the back of like a tandem bike. Like, yep. I'm not in control of any of this.
John and I made up from the tandem bike.
What'd you make up?
Tandem Cast.
Oh yes, you did. That was a good one.
Or ocean cast.
Yeah, we were by the water. You also said many more. Many, many more.
20 minutes straight worth of simultaneous.
Pretty much the whole bike ride. He was like, you know what else you should call it?
And they were all strangely so seemingly influenced by what we were riding past at the time. It's weird how that happens.
Besides the ocean one, because we were not riding near ocean, were we? Were we riding our bikes on top of the sea where they see submarine bikes?
No.
So why did I come up with C?
Well,
not everyone was where
right,
we
yes,
were biking.
You've defended yourself.
Ha 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 ha! You gotta get kicked out of the house. You gotta get
that's
kicked.
Funny. My son plays a game. We play a game called Guess Who I Am. Actually, both my sons and I, but my youngest, James, the 5-year-old, like we will play a game called Guess Who I Am. And basically you're like, okay, I am, I dress all in black and I wear a helmet all the time and I'm in Star Wars. And then
Han Solo.
Oh, and do you know who it is that he's describing?
Jabba the Hutt.
Darth Vader.
Very good. Thank you. So if you play this game with my 5-year-old, all you have to do is look in his line of sight and you can tell who he's talking about.
What are you looking at right now?
It's like, all right, so what, right, the giraffe on your wall? Yes. Amazing.
Kids are hilarious.
You are, Noah.
I am hilarious.
That is true.
And so is this microphone.
That is a funny microphone.
I told Tim and Andy a story about this microphone one time.
Should we be sitting this close to the microphone? Probably not.
I am staying as close as I can to the microphone.
Oh, and take a smell of that and see if it smells okay. Yeah?
It smells...
What's it smell like?
Like
fish?
Your dirty shoes. So you must have put your shoes on it.
No, I didn't. Actually, it didn't really smell like anything. I was in my car a lot, and I think just being in my car with my, you know, my feet, my shoes, it made them smell pretty good, pretty right. they smell like they've just been sweaty and wet for like a couple of days. So yeah, I need to figure out baking soda. I think I'm gonna put in them. Okay. Would you have some? Anyways, yeah, that's for later.
Well, also
life hacks with Noah.
All right.
You can use baking soda and vinegar to make a explosion with, or you could use Mentos and like Coke, and it'll spray Coke up in your face.
It will. Have you done that?
All right.
Yeah, outside, and it went so high, and also, and one time I saw a video of someone who did that exact same thing, but they tried to drink it when it happened, and it spit it all over their nose.
Whoa, that does not sound pleasant.
Yeah, I bet it was very healthy.
I don't know what else. I mean, like, hey, I'll be working from here, and then, yeah, me and Max will do little things.
Yeah, we're gonna... I was almost going to invite you to work in my office with me so we could be side by side, but then you should probably just stay in your own
room. Yeah, I don't want you here with me.
Like Noah could play video games while you do work.
That's not fair. I want to play video games while he does work.
Or Noah could do work. You could play video games.
Yeah,
just as long as you split up the work video games tasks.
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
you do this work, and I'll do this video game. What was I going to say? I don't know. Max has become pretty handy since he's moved into this place. He's done like a lot of work himself. Like, he built like a pretty awesome treehouse outside. They have like a nice little garden.
And also that...
We took out some cabinets yesterday.
Yeah, that was fun. We got to like rip a bunch of cabinets off the wall. Right?
And also, at Costa Rica, I got stung by a jellyfish and got hit by a 5-foot wave.
It's true.
You did. Oh, wow. You and the jellyfish hurt, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if this would surprise you. Kids are very fidgety.
No, it would not surprise me. I've tried to get two of them to sit down and eat dinner for any length of time. I'm like, why are you up again? Sit down. Sit down.
Where's he going now?
He's done now.
Oh, he's out. He's just like, you're not even a buy. Just like, I'm doing this.
I like how he like threw in his Costa Rica comments, and then he's like,
all right, that's all I want. I said what I wanted to say.
I got stung by a jellyfish. There's nothing more to say.
So there's no. He's not on the mic anymore.
No.
Correct.
Fuck. 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 Fuck.
Twat.
Trump. Oh. The worst swear word of them all.
Oh man.
So when Fox is confirming that he was talking shit about US veterans, and people are still tripping over their own dicks to try to make excuses and try to say, oh no, that can't be right. It's like, I mean, at this point, who are you going to believe? Everyone who's telling you that he is, and also his long history of talking shit about veterans, or him?
I mean, I feel like it's pretty likely he said it. I can't say 100%.
100%.
But I'm like, yeah. Where is that from?
The Key and Peele Hot Wings.
On the road again, going places that I've never been.
Oh. I was like, why do you keep saying it that way?
100%.
Drax them sclounts.
I gotta see Keanu. Anyway, sorry, you were saying.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it seems very likely he said it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing about QAnon, right? It, like, you ignore everything except for what fits your narrative.
You bend everything like to figure
like, based on what he said, based on just his history, based on like how I think he genuinely feels. But you know, I'm like, yeah, he probably said some stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how right after that, they're like, oh, this newspaper we were going to defund? Oh, no, we're going to pay for it. That's weird. That's weird that you just decide that the next day.
Yep.
Apparently Max has this link from McSweeney of like all the crappy stuff that Trump has done since he was been president.
It has a small section since before, but it's mostly what since he's been president. Yeah. So each thing has at least one source, and it's like chronological order. It's awesome.
He has like a usually a little reference, and like if you ever want to like provide an argument of like, oh, like this is not true. Yeah, Trump actually did this.
That is awesome.
I can give you the link, and you can put it in the show notes.
I bet. Let's see, McSweeney. What, Trump bad things? Boop. Yep. There we go.
That was easy.
That was easy.
Oh, can I update on the my QAnon friend?
Oh yeah, sure.
Friend.
Oh, excuse me.
Just update the saga for the listeners. So. When we last left, I had a friend who I was following on Instagram who was posting a bunch of QAnon stuff, and so I unfollowed them. At the same time, they had sent me a link via an email I rarely ever check about like black conservatism and wanted me to really watch it and weigh in on it. And so she had thought that that was the reason I unfriended her. So I emailed her. I'm like, no, it's all the QAnon stuff. And I don't even check this email. And I ended with, I don't really think... Based on your post, I don't think you're in a place to have an argument about this that is going to be well received. So until you are, have a good life. And so she also does a podcast that is apparently way more popular than this one.
I mean,
low bar.
There can be many reasons why it is. I don't know.
Yeah. And so she sends out a newsletter for said podcast. And in it, it said... a friend of mine of 20 years ended an email with, have a good life. And he meant it, too. And so on this latest podcast, I worked through it with this therapist person about, you know, doing this method to whatever. I'm like, I mean, this seems like a passive aggressive way to get me to listen to your podcast. But all right, I will, because I never signed up for this newsletter that all of a sudden started showing up in my inbox. So I listened to the podcast and she was like, she said something to the effect of like it made me question my integrity for a second. I was like, oh well, hang on to that because your integrity has been compromised, young lady. But then she's like, nope, I just wish he would. Owen's still not back, right?
No.
I wish he would wake the fuck up. And something else about like you know, like the Great Awakening and blah blah blah. And so I'm like, eh. All right, so I immediately unsubscribed to that newsletter.
You're like, click, goodbye.
And then she deleted. She also, like, so after I stopped following her on Instagram, I was still following her on Facebook. I didn't remember it because she rarely posts on Facebook. And then she all of a sudden started posting a ton on Facebook. And apparently she started getting a lot of blowback because she then immediately deleted her Facebook. I'm like, oh, I like it when the trash takes itself out. And so now I'm in the market for a friend who has generally good looking pictures that she posts. So if you would like to step in and fill that void, only one requirement: don't post QAnon shit.
Already taken, Tim. Here I am.
Excellent.
I mean, Tim, I got some sweet tatas and no QAnon. They're probably a little hairier than you're used to.
You never post any images of your sweet tatas.
This is true.
That's true, Fabio. That's true.
But I'll slide into your DMs.
Your dick mucus?
All right.
I hope Owen was nearby.
Dick mucus.
Hey, honey, that smells great. What's for dinner?
Dick mucus.
Oh. It's not your father's smegma.
I hope not.
Oh. It's heirloom smegma. We've been saving and passing it down through the generations.
Oh, I have a smegma starter kit. You just gotta feed it every night.
No, it's a living thing.
This is also kind of a reference because me and Max were talking about he's making some sourdough today, and we were talking about feeding it and how it all works.
You know what I found out? You can just buy sourdough at the store.
What?
And sometimes they slice it for you.
Where's the fun of that, though?
You just make sandwiches and skip all the hard work.
I think Max likes the hard work. Or he likes the challenge.
There's something satisfying about producing your own artisanal loaf.
Artisanal smegma.
Hey, I did that after the Taco Bell.
Yeah, I was going to say, right before this show, I was late to get on because I was producing artisanal loaf.
Tim loves artisanal.
Artisanal, and what's the handcrafted, but there's another good word that's
handmade. I don't know.
This is why I'm no good on podcasts.
Farm to table smegma.
Farm to table is a good one.
Organic.
Organic.
See, no GMOs. Like just the concept is like, oh, this is special because like we've passed it down through the generations. Like, okay.
What does heirloom even mean?
I have heirloom debt. Old. Cool.
A valuable object that has belonged to a family for several generations. Oh, okay. Also not associated with large-scale commercial agriculture.
What is that?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the idea that because like large-scale agriculture, it selects for like shit that will survive transport. So, you know, maybe not flavorful, but looks nice, looks juicy. And doesn't bruise easily. Where the
heirloom
stuff is like,
grocery store tomatoes are bullshit.
Yep.
Wait, what?
Well, yeah.
Killed the conversation.
I mean, you're not wrong. It's
right. I guess I should explain for your listeners who aren't familiar. Grocery store tomatoes are big and red and look great, but they have basically no flavor compared to like tomatoes that just grow in the wild because they've been. Like all the stuff that makes them big and red and not bruised, like removes all the flavor, basically. To sum up a long story.
Yeah.
Max has a little tomato plant. You have four
tomato plants. This is our first time trying to grow anything. But they're growing. They got really tall.
Would those be considered heirloom tomatoes?
I don't believe so. They are specific. There's like we have one Amish paste tomato plant. We have one cherry tomato plant. We have one San Marzano tomato plant, and then one somebody gave us. I don't know what that one is. So maybe that one is arrow, but probably not.
But like, if we're going by like, it's not. Is it like a traditional variety?
You know, I'm not sure. Perhaps they are actually heirlooms.
But I know heirlooms are often those little like bumpy,
right?
Like weird look. Yeah, these ones.
Open pollen. Yeah. So I feel like if you bought these seeds from somebody, no, I guess that's not true. I don't know. Mm. Not a tomato expert.
Well, there you go. Max, not a tomato expert.
Do not come to me with your tomato questions.
He's pretty decent at flying a drone, though.
Well, I have a whole bunch of fun tomato facts.
Let's hear some good ones.
What do you got for us?
Tomatoes are berries, botanically speaking.
You know, something about that just really, like tomato is a fruit, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
That just makes me angry because I feel like I eat fruit and I'm like, this is sweet and delicious and has no vegetably flavors. And then I eat a tomato, which I, don't do that much because I'm not a big fan of tomatoes. And I'm like, this tastes not sweet. It has all these vegetable flavors. This should be a vegetable. My tongue tells me this is a vegetable.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the difference between intelligence and wisdom. Intelligence is knowing that a tomato is a berry and wisdom is not putting it in fruit salad.
There you go.
Wait, you don't put tomatoes in your fruit salad?
No.
Where'd Tim go? Did Tim leave?
I ran to turn off my son's alarm because it still thinks it's a school day, so it's going on for his. It keeps going off for his classes.
Oh, yeah. My alarm went off today because I thought I was working today, but I am not.
Yep. I remembered at midnight last night to switch off my alarms and slept in, and it was glorious. Some more fun tomato facts. Tomatoes are related to eggplants, potatoes, and deadly nightshade.
I didn't know the nightshade one.
Oh, I have a good eggplant fact. What's that you may not know. So you probably know, eggplants, the eggplant
emoji.
Oh, they're
disgusting?
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. I don't particularly like them. But no, that's not the fact. The fact
but
is,
if you
like,
bread them, they taste good in Parmesan.
Yeah, but not as good as chicken.
Yes.
I mean, you're not breading it enough.
Oh, that may be true. You bread and deep fry anything enough, and it will probably
exactly.
be delicious.
Exactly.
Yes.
If you bread my dick enough, it's delicious.
Especially sad baby cow.
Goddamn egg, in fact.
All right.
Hold on.
Come on, Max. Get your eggplant out.
Let me try the Socratic method. Have you ever wondered why an eggplant is called an eggplant?
No.
It's because when they're... Damn it. All right. You know what? I tried. I couldn't do it. Let's move on.
Go ahead. Okay.
Come on.
An eggplant is called an eggplant because when it's growing, it actually is white and the size of an egg. And it looks exactly like an egg.
It's just that
whenever we go to eat them, they're weird and big and purple. But yes, Google like eggplant growing and be amazed. Or not, but...
There it is.
That reminds me of a part of my anatomy that looks like an egg and is white until it's large and purple.
Yeah, kind of. Oh, there it looks very much like an egg. But yeah, they kind of look like two little testicles hanging down.
So, you know, often names are complete bullshit that doesn't make any sense, but eggplant, kind of makes sense.
Kind of makes sense. Until they saw it fully grown, and they're like, well, we'll stick with it.
Well, we're not going to call it the schlong plant.
Oh, whoa, this is definitely a schlong plant. Now I see it over here.
Did you send that? Oh, there it is.
Hey, Socrates, get away from the dildo bush. We're calling it eggplant now.
Oh, man. Oh my God.
What just happened?
What are we
missing now?
The entire screen was full of flying eggplant emojis.
Oh, that was me.
Oh. Oh, did you do the echo, Tim?
Yes.
We missed it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh my God, I wish I'd known about this. I would have done it so much.
Oh, you didn't know all those stupid little things?
I mean, I know about like the send with echo. I didn't realize that like what the implications of doing that with a single emoji would be.
I'm trying to find an artist, but I can't find him right now. I'll look over later.
Now I wonder what would happen if I did it with just that that picture. Guys, I must experiment.
Yeah.
Noah's typing and trying to speak, but failing.
Yeah.
He's Googling Greg Brown vegetables.
Yeah.
So this is the person you're talking about. Yeah. I like those.
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a sexual one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
These veggies are making me feel things.
Sensual veggies. Sweet.
Did you just know the laser, Tim?
Yep.
He did. Guys, you can send pictures with echoes, and it's amazing.
And you're... Whoa, Jesus Christ.
Oh, here we go. Now I'm getting to experience it.
Oh, shit. No. Oh, man, that brings a whole new level to dick pics.
It does. Oh. No, I'm glad that you also immediately saw the possibilities of this.
Oh, dear. What is that? What is that?
Hey.
Okay.
Joker. Look at my dick, 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 dick.
Hey, everybody, open your messages real quick.
Oh, my.
Wow. Andy, you really like that.
Yeah, peanut worms. Oh, always funny.
There's like some weird fish that washed up on the shore in California, and there's like thousands or hundreds of them.
Huh.
They're not fish, they're worms.
Oh, the worms? Okay.
Yeah.
Do not Google that. Oh my God, this is a terrible. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Dang.
Look at all those.
Wow.
Yeah. That is a lot of.
A lot of penis worms.
Yep.
These come from the sea? Or what are these things
the
actually?
Yeah, marine worms called fat innkeeper worms or penis fish.
Fat innkeeper. Can you imagine just being out in the ocean swimming around? They're just float into a cloud.
Between your butt cheeks.
looking for a tome, trying to borrow.
I'd be more worried if like they were just floating around me, like what accident happened here? Where are the rest of these guys?
Where's the rest of the body?
Thousands of Lorena Bobbitt fish are nearby.
Oh man,
that's a callback. Did you know there is a worm called a Bobbitt worm? They're terrifying. Google them if you don't want to sleep ever again.
Those are the ones. I don't know. Yeah, I was thinking of the fish that swims in your pee hole.
Kandiru.
Yeah. No. The Bobbitt worms are they're typically long. They're polychaete worms. They tend to bury themselves in, you know, rock, sand, coral, whatever. And then they evert their pharynx to reveal three huge teeth. And then they just wait until something comes by and touches one of their little tentacles. And then they snap that shit closed. And if it's a fish, they'll just like rip a chunk out of the fish or cut the fish in half or just pull the fish into the burrow with it and devour it in there. And they look like nightmares. They look like
like something out of like, yeah, I was gonna say Cthulhu.
Yeah,
I gotta say that was pretty impressive. The worm, obviously impressive, but also I know a lot of words, and I'm pretty sure I didn't know three or four of the words you just said, like within a two sentence span there.
Oh, sorry about that.
They evict their pharynx, or what did you say?
Evert.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
It's taking something. Yeah. So imagine taking
invert
a sock.
Evert.
So take a sock, put your hand all the way to the bottom of the sock and pinch the bottom and then pull the sock out. You've just everted the sock.
Cool. That's a new word.
Why isn't that inverted the sock?
Good question, Noah.
I don't know what the difference is between inverting and everting, but I do know that that's what they do.
Okay. I thought everting was something you did online.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Go.
Please RSVP to my Evert.
Apple's selling the new iVert soon. You gotta be able to Evert.
Yep. Only grandpas will be Everting. All the young kids will be iVerting.
Or inside out. So Invert does cover Evert, but they are different.
Yeah, so since the Evert is to turn inside out, typically from within, like a pocket being emptied, while invert is to turn something in upside down or inside out to place in a contrary order or direction.
So maybe Evert's like more specific.
Yeah.
And more pocket coming out.
Yeah. Well, they're definitely doing it from the inside, because that's where they live, is inside themselves.
Ugh.
You know, like most life does.
That's true, I suppose.
Yeah.
So I was listening to This American Life episode. Well, two things. I was listening to This American Life episode, and they were talking about masks. And there was this lady who was like, breathing in your own germs all day, like talking about not wearing a mask, not the reason why I don't wear a mask, cannot be good for you. I'm like, they're fucking already in you. Like, what do you think is going to happen breathing them?
Oh, no, there's a whole, like, section of woo of, like, the germs are fine when they're inside your body because your body is, like, in some sort of harmony with them, but it's only like when you breathe them out and then they become activated by toxins in the environment.
Hmm.
Wow.
Toxins.
You know, I heard that you exactly could breathing in. I heard that you could balance that problem out if you drink your own pee. That's why it's so good for you.
Yep.
I think you should just hold your breath all the time and then you have to worry about your germs escaping or getting back in.
I think if you actually stick your head up your ass, it really helps.
Clearly not, because they're all doing it, and it's not helping.
The other thing is I was listening to This American Life episode, and I realized how much I enjoy when people find something, like, their joke funny. Like, even if I don't think it's funny, like, if they find it funny, it is like, so Tig Notaro tells a story about her girlfriend's mother who had this joke that she just could not even finish without laughing. And so she brings her on her next show. And like set up the joke and tells the joke, but it's like she, like the audience is just eating up because, you know, Tig Notaro's funny and the way she's like kind of interacting with her girlfriend's mother is funny. But also the joy that this lady had for her joke was just like, he just cracked you up. And I was like, I really love that. Like when you know, either you guys think something's really funny, I'm like, well, not always, but sometimes.
Oh, man. Conversely, like, if I'm laughing my ass off about something and I'm trying to explain it to my wife and I can't because I'm just, like, cry laughing so hard about this thing that's tickled me so much, she is never amused by that. Like, she does – I really need to, like, rein it in before I try to even tell her about it because it'll just be like, yeah, anything else is just like, I don't know why I'm supposed to sit here and watch you cry.
I heard that does it for her, though. Maybe in a different context. Oh, well, yeah.
That explains a lot about our relationship.
How many hours of podcasts versus music did you listen to on your drive?
I would say like 90% podcasts. Like some music, but like mostly podcasts. Because I have thousands of unlistened to podcasts.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
Are your listeners aware of your illness?
I think we talked about it on the show, didn't we?
Yes.
We talked about how you had 2,000 episodes but they keep stacking up.
Yeah, and then Andy the Doug was doing the math of like if you listen this much. So I mean I got like a big chunk out of them. Let's see. There's probably more to do.
But how many came in while you were listening?
So I have 2,088 to listen to right now.
And what did you have before the trip started?
I was up to like 2,200.
Oh wow! So you did make a pretty sizable dent.
A bunch of them. So some of them are just shorter in length. Mm-hmm. So like there's a bunch of these NPR hourly news podcasts, and those build up pretty fast because they come out every hour. Mm-hmm. But they're also like super fast to listen to because they're like 3 or 4 minutes long, and I listen at double speed. But yeah, I listen to a good chunk. Okay. I mean, I focus less on the number, but also like if I go to a separate section, it'll tell me how many unlistened to hours I go on, and that's why I look at more. If that's going down, I'm like, all right, I'm making it. As opposed to the number is like,
right,
yeah. I mean, that it's an indicator, but not as much of an indicator. So,
shall we bring this in for landing?
Yep. Done.
Excellent.
Nailed it. All right, that's Dancast for this week. Thank you to our special guests.
Yeah. Thank you to the Tancast for having us on. Hope we didn't wreck it too bad.
Never trust 5-year-olds to come up with good names for your podcast.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Not today, acceptable temperatures.
What do I hate this week? You know what? No, this week I love the metaphor of a bunch of rich Trump-loving assholes in big boats swamping a bunch of middle-class Trump assholes in smaller boats and sinking their fucking boats.
QAnon. Take that however you will.
Oh, and I hate Donald Trump. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
We did it, guys.
Gotta get that in there.
It's like his What You Talking About Willis. He's gotta say it every episode.
Yep. Did they say that every episode?
I don't know.
Oh, god damn, I thought you had facts.
I have no facts. I have no wax. All I do is lack.
Tim, I thought you had one more skills video.
I was going to... Oh, I tried to record one more with the boys, but they were just not down for the comedy I was trying to do, which was me throwing the ball into the air. And instead of saying, but you missed, it was supposed to say, but it's gone. But they're like, but daddy, it is gone now. And it was like, yeah, guys, the comedy time has got to be quicker. You got to get in, get out. So maybe we'll reshoot later today.
Okay.